Chapter 30. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she became jealous of her sister. So she said to Jacob,
"Give me children, or I'll die."
Jacob became angry with her and said,
"Am I in the place of God, who has kept you from having children?"
Then she said,
"Here is Bilhah, my maidservant. Sleep with her, so that she can bear children for me, and that through her I too can build a family."
So she gave him her servant Bilhah as a wife. Jacob slept with her, and she became pregnant and bore him a son. Then Rachel said,
"God has vindicated me. He has listened to my plea and given me a son."
Because of this, she named him Dan. Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said,
"I have had a great struggle with my sister, and I have won."
So she named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her maidservant Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said,
"What good fortune!"
So she named him Gad. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. Then Leah said,
"How happy I am! The women will call me happy."
So she named him Asher. During wheat harvest, Reuben went out into the fields and found some mandrake plants, which he brought to his mother Leah. Rachel said to Leah,
"Please, give me some of your son's mandrakes."
But she said to her,
"Wasn't it enough that you took away my husband? Will you take my son's mandrakes, too?"
"Very well,"
Rachel said.
"He can sleep with you tonight in return for your son's mandrakes."
So when Jacob came in from the fields that evening, Leah went out to meet him.
"You must..."